Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, we've asked, why do we do that sometimes? Every service, I put it on the radio before every radio program that goes out, what we just did now. What we're doing is we're making a declaration. Everyone say declaration. Declaration. You see, you have been designed as a decreer. Right from the day of creation. In fact, before the foundation of the world. Like God, and we've spoken about this, how He decreed light be. He didn't say, oh, it's dark. He didn't say, I would like light. He said, light be. That's the actual translation. And He said, light be. And light became, light was. And then He created us in His own image and His own likeness. And we are supposed to be doing likewise. Amen. Amen. And you know, I just want to mention this again. We are a word and faith church. Word of faith is what we preach, and we're spirit-filled. We pray in other tongues. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in miracles, signs, and wonders today. We don't pray without an expectation. We pray with an expectation. If we lay hands on someone, we know they're healed the second you lay hands on them. Did you hear what I said? When you touch that person, they became healed. Now, we've got to learn how to get it from that realm. I'll drop down, just keep me where I was. Get it from that realm that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. We need to learn to get it from the heavenly places into this place. And that comes by faith. Okay, if I'm feeding you, can change me. We're talking today about your kingdom authority, and this is part 4. See the picture? Kingdom authority. Do you know that you have a kingdom authority and you have a king's mandate? And kings decree. We've spoken about this. And when God blessed mankind, I'll just touch on this again, in Genesis 1:28, He blessed mankind. What He did was He empowered mankind to prosper and to be fruitful. Not just in childbearing, as my wife said, but fruitful in everything that you partake. Listen, God said whatever you put your hand to will what? Prosper. What's another name for prosperity? Fruitfulness. Aren't we all called to be fruit-bearing people? God is looking for fruit bearers. He doesn't want the tree to be bare. He wants the tree to produce fruits. And those fruits are for the nations of the world. Come on. Amen. Problem is with too many people that we know, they're the tree, yes, the trunk, which is where Christ is, and His nourishment comes up into the branches. He said, I am the vine, you are. He didn't say try to be. That's right. Come on. Right? He said what? You are. You are. When you become born again, you are. I mean, you are the branches. And He wants fruit-bearing trees. That's why it says the fruits of a righteous man yields much, bears much. And also to those that win souls is wise. The fruits of a righteous man or woman bears fruit. It's fruit. It's a tree-bearing fruit. And so what happens too often, though, is we get it and we get that mentality of me, myself, and I, us four and no more, and we start eating the fruit ourselves. Now, God said, I'll give you seed to sow. Stop eating what you're meant to sow. He'll also give you bread to eat. and he'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. So we've got to learn when to hold them and when to fold them. Do you get it right? All right, so he said he empowered us. When he blessed us, he empowered us to prosper, to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue the earth, and to have dominion over everything that is in the earth. Now, God cast Satan down. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. He operates in this atmosphere, in the planet and in the earth's atmosphere. And if God told you to subdue, how come he subdues you? With sickness? With no money, with all the disasters in the world, how come it's working that way? When Jesus was in the boat and he rose up a complete storm, he organized this thing, he planned it. It was put together really well so that it became like a hurricane force. Jesus looked out and said, peace, be still. Boom. He took authority over what the devil tried to do. And so you've got to get this in your spirit as a kingdom child of God. I am not subject to the devil. He is actually subject to me, but I've got to learn some things. Amen. And so I need to know, Galatians 3:13, that I've already been redeemed from the curse of that law. And all the stuff that goes together with the curse. I am over it. I am above it. I decree to it. It doesn't decree to me. Like Adam named all the animals and all the things, then we let things start to name all of us, ADHD and arthritis and that. No, we name things. We call things. Come on. Say, so I am a decreer. That is your kingdom mandate. Did he not say to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, I don't know. Good answer to give God sometimes, right? We think we got it all together. You think you Google. Google doesn't know everything either. Right? He said, can these bones live? I don't know. God says, you decree. You speak. God didn't say, I'll do it for you. He said, you speak it. I'll make sure it happens. But you've got to say it by faith. And when he spoke to the bones, they became live. Well, they weren't alive yet, but they became full and bodies. Then he said, can they live? Yeah. I don't know. He said, you prophesy to the winds of the earth. You speak it. You decree it. You declare it. You proclaim it. You prophesy it. Amen. And you prophesy what you believe. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. And last week we saw in Romans 5:17 that we are to reign in life as kings. This is our fourth week now in kingdom, right? Kingdom mandate. We saw that we, children of God, are to reign in life. R-E-I-G-N, reign in life as kings. Reign means control over. Reign means to decree and see results. Reign means to be in charge. Come on. Come on. Come on, listen to me. Because when sickness attacks your body, you better learn to be in charge. You better learn to be in control. Because God said, I give you dominion. And if you've got dominion, you've got to have a domain. And your domain is the planet. Amen. I'm trying to get dominion over my collar. Amen. You and I that are born again are royalty. Yeah. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Oh, I love it. And the ruler over the kings of the earth. Who are the kings in the earth? Yeah. We are the kings in the earth. Yeah. And he's the King of Kings, is he not? So we submit to his authority, his kingship. And then he said, because you've submitted to my authority, I give you authority. Come on. But submission plays a major part in a person's life to have authority. Without submission, you don't have authority. We spoke about that as well. Remember, you've got to submit to the higher power, the higher authority, and then they will in turn give authority to you. Amen. Amen. And watch what he says, yeah? The firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Wow. I mean, that's enough. We should just go home and soak in that. Just boom. I mean, really, how can we just read that and move on? I can't. From Jesus Christ, the faithful. Is God faithful? He's the faithful witness. Listen, the firstborn from the dead. If he was not the firstborn from the dead, we'd be a miserable bunch of people today. But he's the firstborn from the dead. We're the second, third, fourth, fifth, and millionth and trillionth born. Right? From the dead. And the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Wow, that is just mind-boggling. Verse 6, and he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, ever. For all of eternity, right? Yeah. Right? Think about what God's done. He has made us kings with a priestly anointing. And we see that also in 1 Peter 2:9. He says, you're a chosen treasure of God and a peculiar people, priests who are kings. Amen. Well, it stands to reason. If he's the King of Kings and if he's royalty, then I'm his child. Hey, like Prince Charles is a child of the Queen and King. He's royalty, is he not? So when he makes decisions, they get carried out as well. Amen. This is good for us, I promise you. Now you see, only a king decrees. It is the king that decrees. And we saw that in Esther. Remember we did Esther in the book of Esther and how she became the queen and the king made a decree to have all the Jewish nation killed. And when she got favor with the king and she said to him, can you reverse that decree you made? He said, I can't do it. When a king makes a decree, it will be carried out. Oh, come on. How many times have you said, the money's in my bank account and it wasn't? Why? We're going to talk about now faith in a minute. Amen. Because you're supposed to make a decree. And God, the King of Kings, said, my word cannot, impossible to, will never return void. And if I speak it, he said in Romans 10:8, he said, this word that we preach is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, this word of faith which we preach. Amen. So when I speak God's word in faith and I decree it in faith, it has got to produce. It's got to produce. You see, this is word and faith. We've got to believe the truth of God's word and the power of it. That's why it says the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than anything else. And it'll separate the mind, the joints and marrow, the spirit, the soul, the body, right? Only the word of God. And remember, if I have God, I have the word. And if I have the word, I have God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And did the word return to heaven? Jesus? Well, then he must have accomplished everything he came for because he said, my word can't return void.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry.